Woodstock town councilman and liberal activist Jay Wenk died this week at his Woodstock home at age 91. His grandson told the Daily Freeman that Wenk died from non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Democratic State Assemblyman Kevin Cahill called Wenk a true hero and patriot, saying that he had a remarkable ability to work with the system as a town council member, but also knew when it was necessary to undertake an act of civil disobedience to effect positive change. Wenk's term would have been up at the end of 2019. I spoke with Wenk at a Veterans Art Showcase in Dutchess County in November 2016 as part of a piece on World War II veterans and art therapy.
I've seen him do some terrible things. I liked him. We all did. But I couldn't feel close to him. He treated us with great friendship, spoke an incomprehensible language, but his strength and hardness made him different. He was a wild man in battle. I know now that I was afraid of him then, that my sense of myself was too shaky and insecure to be relaxed around him. When he did leave us...
That's Ulster County resident Jay Wenk, reading from his memoir, published in 2010, entitled Study War No More, A Jewish Kid from Brooklyn Fights the Nazis. He was reading the part about Teddy, a DP or displaced person, and doing so as part of a veteran arts showcase held at the FDR Presidential Library and Museum in Hyde Park. Wenk, who served in the combat infantry in World War II, traveled and fought his way across Germany to Czechoslovakia, and then endured occupation duty in Germany. He talks about why he wrote the book.
Originally, I did it for my children. I had the insane idea that they would be interested in what I did in the war. And if they didn't have that idea, I wanted them to know what I had done. And not a matter of combat and so forth, but my evolution as a person. That's what I wanted them to know about.
He says he evolved from an introverted kid ashamed of being a Jew into an adult proud of who he is. Wenk, who serves as a Woodstock town councilman, is rewriting and expanding his book and will include some of his poetry. He says this editing process has him reliving some of his experiences during the war, and he recalls the following.
We captured a small town in the southeast of Germany where they had a work camp, slave labor camp, where they made radios for the German military. Our squad was put into a cottage on the far southeast end of town. That's where we were going to spend the night before we took off the next day. That evening, our sergeant, who had disappeared, showed up with six or seven German women who were there to sleep with us. And we gave them the big three black market items, chocolate, cigarettes, a chewing gum. And it was a horrible experience for me. I had never slept with any woman before, or anybody. And that in itself was sticky. The next morning, the guy on guard saw some German troops up a little hill nearby in a wood there. And so we went running out. We grabbed our guns, and running up to the hill, blah, blah, blah. When we came back down the hill and as we approached the cottage, there were the women looking out the window at us. They're watching, you know. And I felt so ashamed. It was a horrible example of how the war degrades everybody. It was a horrible thing, my projection of what they were feeling. And there we are chasing their brothers, their husbands, their cousins, their whatever, you know, we're looking to kill them. And they're watching this. The medic who used to shoot up prisoners with morphine, Carlos, saved up enough for himself. He injected it while on leave in Germany.
I think that's a very powerful piece. And it's, you know, we're thanking people for their service who have committed suicide. And this society needs to really take it in to themselves that the wars that the society is supporting are creating situations like that. And where 22 veterans are killing themselves every day. 22 a day.
After Wenck was discharged from the Army in 1946, he attended the Juilliard School on the GI Bill to study composition. Wenck also pursued composition of another type as a cabinet maker and woodworker. He built his own house in Woodstock. Wenck also is co-founder of Veterans for Peace and believes World War II could have been avoided.
Chris was trained to defuse mines. Last evening on patrol, he jumped on one in plain sight.
I'm not thinking of art as healing. I'm thinking of art as education.
But is there any healing in it for you?
I don't know. It's something I never thought of before. That question was never put to me before. I imagine there probably is, in that I write something, I think it's good, and I read it, and people enjoy it or get something from it, and that makes me feel good. And that's healing. Feeling good is very healing.